That's the music of the John Coltrane Quartet here on WRTI 90.1 FM. I'm Josh Jackson. I'm here with Bob Perkins and Orrin Evans. And we'll have many guests with us this evening. Christian McBride coming up in just a moment. Bob, that was recorded in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing some fairly interesting things in 1964.
Yes. The 1960s were a pivotal decade. A lot of good things happened in the 1960s, and a lot of bad things happened in the 60s. It was a very, I can call it, freakish year. Some good things happened and some very bad things happened. A lot of progress and a lot of backstepping. But about this music, someone named Robeson, I think, said, never underestimate the power of music. He go to a foreign country and adjust the indigenous language of the common people, and he would sing to them their songs in their dialect, in their music. Every nation, I think, has an anthem. You know, if they love their country, to have an anthem, it'll warn you when trouble is near. And don't mess with me, buddy, or I'll call my boys, and we'll come get you if that be necessary, or whatever the case may be. So this music is powerful. It may not be able to cure you when you're sick. It may not be able to put a penny in your pocket, but it is for the soul. It's for the inner person, the inner man, the inner woman. It's something that is intangible. It can't be touched, but it's in there. It's in there. So hang on to this music when you let everything else go. Hang on to this music. It's magic. I've been in music for a long time. I can't play a note, but I appreciate those who can. If someone can pay you Celebrate Starler 20 times and do it and not play it the same way each time. That is quite amazing to me. Maybe not to a musician who can do it, but it is quite an amazing thing. So hang on to this music, whatever you do. Of all the art forms, I guess music may be the most, maybe capturing the spirit. I don't think one bard would go over to another bard and, you know, I'm going to copy your verse, or one poet will say to another that I'm going to copy your thing. But in music, that is something that happens all the time. Cannot sit in with you, or whatever the case may be. It's inclusive, and that's what we need today.
Bob, can you tell us what you were doing in Detroit in 1964?
I got lucky. I walked into an office that had a radio station in the building, and I went to get another job on the first floor. I got the job in insurance, is what I was doing in Philadelphia when I moved to Detroit for about 5 years. And I saw there was a radio station on the second floor, so I went up and got a job in the radio station. It went downstairs and quit the job that I never had, and worked at the radio station for a very minimal fee. But if I had to do it again, I'd do it over 20 times over. Yeah. So never made any great money doing this, but it wasn't about money.
Yeah.
It was about something else.